Comprehension questions. Part 1. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. David is using a tablet computer and says that it's light and more convenient for reading books and articles than a laptop computer. He says that tablet-like computers can be seen in popular science fiction TV programs and movies like Star Trek and 2001: A Space Odyssey. Part 2. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. David is using a tablet computer and claims that it's light and more convenient for reading books and articles than a laptop computer. He tells Asako that tablet-like computers can be viewed in science fiction TV programs and movies such as Star Trek and 2001: A Space Odyssey. Asako has also seen a few Kubrick movies, and she thinks he has an extremely unique perspective. She feels that seeing his movies is like looking around inside the mind of a genius. David talks about the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey and its main character called HAL. HAL is a computer that tries to hurt people, and today it's used as a kind of example of what can go wrong with artificial intelligence. Dr. Strangelove is another Kubrick movie, and it explores a similar idea, the danger inherent in the computer control of nuclear weapons. Part 3. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks. David uses a tablet computer and states that it's light and more convenient for reading books and articles than a laptop computer. He says that tablet-like computers appear in popular science fiction TV programs and movies, like Star Trek and 2001: A Space Odyssey. Asako has also seen a few Kubrick movies. She feels that he has an extremely unique perspective, and viewing his movies is similar to looking around inside the mind of a genius. David discusses the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey and its main character, a computer named HAL. HAL tries to injure people, and these days it's used as a kind of example of problems that can arise from the use of artificial intelligence. Dr. Strangelove is also a Kubrick movie, and it explores the idea that there is danger inherent in the computer control of nuclear weapons. Asako says that Kubrick was seemingly a visionary, like many famous scientists. David adds that scientists and artists inspire each other through their creative endeavors to push society forward.